there anyone that would like to speak in favor of LD 94?
Good afternoon, Senator Rosen and Representative Warren, and the rest of the Distinguished Criminal Justice Committee. My name is Camille DeSoto, nay, Kira Laft. That's my birth name. And I don't have anything formally prepared to present today. I did feel compelled to ask this committee to support this bill and provide a little bit of my own experience in terms of having to contend with the drug epidemic. My son in the Falmouth school system was targeted by drug dealers in third grade. Now, when I went to school, in elementary school, I didn't even know what drugs were. That was close to 45 years ago. Now, these drug dealers are so savvy, so well-networked and high-tech that they start in elementary school. This bill provides funding for education starting in kindergarten. I think that it should start in vitro, because this epidemic certainly can't continue on producing 1,000 drug-addicted babies per year in the state of Maine. I'm currently forming a grassroots organization called Daughters of Maine that focuses on issues that are significant to women and children, and this year's focus is addicted mothers and their babies. This is the sole focus this year, primarily because it's not only 1,000 drug-addicted babies, it's 1,000 young addicted mothers, and I suspect a high percentage of those are addicted to heroin, because heroin has been refined into a form that is so highly addictive that one snort, because it's snortable now, renders it addictive. And this is stated clearly in Chief Connolly's report. It's actually in booklet form on heroin. So going back to this specific LD, an act to provide a source of funding for drug abuse resistance education, I think that there's a lot of focus on treatment and incarceration or deterrence of incarceration. But I think what's most critical, or equally as critical, is education of our children to understand what would make them feel pressured into taking drugs or duped into taking drugs. And I can tell you this, that you think that it may only happen in poor areas or rural areas. Right there in Falmouth, a very affluent community, it happened in third grade for my son. So I don't think that there's any school that is protected from the savviness and strategy of these drug dealers. I think it's critically important to have the education and a DARE officer and or that resource officer on site, because, and it has to start early, even in kindergarten. What we need to do is start tracking what is effective. And I believe that this definitely also needs to be tracked, because education is as critical, as I said, as the treatment, as the incarceration, and the deterrent programs.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you very much.